what's new for your weekend? We'll get to that because we want to get to everybody's reaction from the Weaver Appliance text line for what we were talking about last hour. But first, in terms of albums, listen, the latter part of this month, it's been really kind of quiet. Earlier this month, you had Montgomery Gentry's new album, which was released. Wade Bowen also put out a new one. But next month, it'll pick up Scotty McCreery, Jordan Davis. Of course, I just told you that. High Valley with an acoustic album they'll be putting out. David Bowie today putting out a bunch of his old stuff on vinyl. Not him personally because he's no longer with us, but the David Bowie estate. You know how that goes. Hey, in terms of movies, what's new for your weekend? This looks interesting. It's, I don't know if you want to call it a romantic comedy, but it borderlines that. The movie Game Night, where a bunch of adult couples get together for a game night and it goes awry. One of them gets kidnapped. They try to solve a murder mystery, real life murder mystery. Jason Bateman, Rachel McAdams, and others.
Rachel McAdams, she's the one from The Notebook, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Love her. I like Noah more, but I'm just saying.
If you see the previews for this, you'll like it.
Yeah?
I have a feeling
sounds
it's up your
cheesy,
alley.
But maybe I'll check it out.
The movie Annihilation with Natalie Portman. What has she been in lately? That is out today. But really, the ones that are in theaters right now, like Black Panther. By the way, after President's Day, the total gross for Black Panther for its opening weekend, and they had that extra boost because some folks had Monday off. $242 million.
Wow.
Is what it pulled in. Before that, it was just under $200 million, so it had a huge President's Day. Peter Rabbit still out there. 50 Shades Freed. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. That's still doing strong. And the 1517 to Paris. That's out. Speaking of superhero movies, Thor Ragnarok, you can now rent that. Am I saying that correctly? I think I am. Daddy's Home 2, The Man Who Invented Christmas, all out for you. Hey, Jurassic World 2, that's coming June 22nd of this summer, right? But they felt the need to tell us that the third installment, which there will be a third.
All right. Wow.
To that Jurassic World film franchise.
Hey, as long as Chris Pratt's in it, I'm in.
Which I'm sure he will be. June 11th, 2021.
Good Lord.
In production, though, now.
Can we just, like, enjoy now? And then talk about 2021.
Do you know the first one, Jurassic World? Okay, not Jurassic Park from the 90s, but Jurassic World with Michaela's crush, Chris Pratt. Over $1.5 billion earned.
Oh, yeah.
Worldwide.
Amazing. And they did it right. They need to slow down, though, because they're going to do too much. I mean, Jurassic Park is really hard to mess with.
Anything with dinosaurs, I mean, can you really go too far?
Listen, as long as Chris Pratt, you know, a dinosaur rips his shirt off or something, then it'll be fine. They'll make tons of money.
Hey, Saturday Night Live next month. It's going to be a big month. Of course, for all the big TV stations, it's the, what they call sweeps, right? Even for radio stations. They pull out all their heavy hitters and contests and guests and all that. SNL, Saturday Night Live next month, March the 3rd. You're going to have Charles Barkley. He'll be the guest. Migos, he's a rapper, musical guest. Then March the 10th, you'll watch this one, Michaela. Our boy Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us.
Love him.
Will be hosting. James Bay will entertain with his music that night. Then later in March, Bill Hader will, he's from SNL lore. He's an alum. He will host March the 17th. So there you go. What's new for your weekend? Last hour, if you missed that conversation, well, one, it'll be in the podcast section at WTUZ.com later on today. But we talked about a lot of things, but one of them was the story from overnight, which kind of broke last night, that school resource officer there in Parkland, the shooting there a couple weeks ago, basically stood outside and did nothing. Video surveillance cameras prove that, and it was kind of just a heartbreaking, not only scene there when that school shooting happened, but then you add this on top of that, you think maybe something could have been done, or even if just one life was saved. I know 17 ended up passing away in that mm-hmm. school shooting down there. But you asked, Michaela, for folks to chime in with a lot of things we brought up with arming teachers, from what could be done in schools. And a lot of folks did chime in on our Weaver Appliance text line.
Yeah, we've got opinions from all sides, which is exactly what I expected. We have John from the Weaver Appliance text line who explains that his wife's uncle is actually a teacher at one of the local schools, and his kids go to another local school where they arm teachers. But he says his uncle is against arming teachers as a teacher himself and would prefer ALICE training, where they really focus on maybe throwing stuff at the assailants and distracting them. He said some teachers even have buckets of golf balls beside their desk.
A four.
So, yeah. What do you think about that?
Listen, if you were, in terms of arming teachers, I don't know what school does that now. I would like to know what school.
There are several schools down here.
Do they? That arm teachers?
Yep. They've had extensive background checks and training before they get, before they're armed, but yes.
But in terms of making that mandatory, I don't know if that will ever happen.
Well, I don't think that it is mandatory. And I don't think that President Trump was saying that you have to carry a weapon. You can't put a gun in someone's hands who doesn't want to hold it. That's just not going to happen. But I think that, and here, there's a couple other comments here that says, you know, I'm all for guns, this texter says, but I don't feel teachers should have to have them in school. If they want to, sure. They can, but they shouldn't be forced to. And I don't think that's at all what President Trump is saying.
I think I read one text on there. He said all teachers should take the the CCW classes. And all. But listen, then who's going to pay for all that? Then somebody else said, what about metal detectors in schools? Yeah, I mean, a lot of things aren't called. Why do you think some schools send their cheerleaders out to do car washes and bake sales? Because they have to pay for their own uniforms.
But it all comes down to what is priority. And I think in the past, even though obviously Sandy Hook, you know, the elementary school shooting happened, what, 4 years ago, 5 years ago? It's been top of mind for schools, I think, for a long time, even since Columbine. And that wasn't, what, the late mid-90s? It's been top of mind, but I don't know that it's really increased recently. So I think the more of a priority, which I don't think they have a choice but to make it a priority now, then the money gets set aside for that. And I think they're going to have to start doing that. Here's an option, though. Candy on the Weaver Appliance text line said, maybe arm the weapons with fingerprint trigger readers. I don't know if that's something that exists, that kind of technology, but that way only that teacher could fire that weapon. I don't know.
That's what you're saying. So a teacher gets there, she makes her copies in the morning, makes her cup of coffee or his cup of coffee, and then grabs their firearm and then goes off to class.
Of course, Ken Snyder, he's one of our loyal listeners.
Kenny from Keister.
Yes, he actually mentioned that teachers should not be forced to carry a gun. However, any teacher who wants to and is properly trained should be allowed to carry a weapon. But of course, that means extensive training. Now, here's one that I thought was pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I tried to get their name, but they didn't text back in time. This individual says, I'm a parent of a kid at one local school and teacher at another local school. Arming teachers is fine with me, but I don't know how a person who has dedicated his or her life to helping kids could ever shoot one.
I understand
that. Think about that.
And the text that, I think it may have been JB on the text line, he said, I wonder if the school resource officer there in Parkland, he raised a great point. He said, what if he would have went in and happened to kill Nicholas Cruz, the shooter? And would he have been deemed maybe not such a good guy? Folks would have been like, well, he could have done something different. Why do you have to kill him? Would he have lost a job anyway?
In this scenario.
Yeah.
I don't think in this scenario, because those questions about, well, why did you act so quickly? Why didn't you take a second to step back and see and try to save the kid? But in this situation, there was no doubt what he was there to do.
Yeah.
And probably by the time the officer would have gotten in there, he'd already would have started firing. And at that case, shoot him dead. That is my opinion.
That's what he's there to do.
If you were there to murder another individual, your fellow classmates, you're not worth trying to stop at that point, other than unless you are on the ground and you no longer have access to a weapon. That might be kind of upsetting to some folks. I just think once you start firing, you're doing it with intent to kill, and at that point, all action is necessary.
Thanks to everybody who got texts in, who felt the need to, if you're so passionate about the topic, to get those texts in and interact with the show. You can always do that on the Weaver Appliance text line with what we're talking about today and everything in the nation right now. Of course, It's one of the hottest topics in the country.
Yeah.
We really were trying to line up this interview throughout this week, unbeknownst what was going to go on throughout the whole entire week and in subsequent weeks. But later today, in the 9 o'clock hour, Lindsay Tidrick from Strasburg Schools, she's a counselor there. She's going to come in and talk about Mental Health Night at the PAC, which will be on Monday, February the 26th. The title of the program, Teens and Risky Behaviors, the goal of the whole thing, information regarding mental health, suicide in teens, also social media activity, everything that parents need to know to try to kind of monitor their children and just make sure you know what they're up to. There's going to be all kinds of guest speakers. We'll talk more about that.
It never
later.
Hurts to have more resources and tools at your fingertips. And I want to just encourage everyone quickly to continue to text us on the Weaver Appliance text line. I didn't get to everyone's comments.
It's hard.
330-339-9399. I'm still reading them. And you know that I'll be texting back. So
keep
them coming in.
For sure. Hey, also, not only with that the topic of conversation, it's a Facebook and Twitter poll Friday as well. I'll ramble through the questions. Then next hour, we'll dive into them for everybody. First, we all know how Fergie did during the national anthem. Was it, how do you feel now, almost after a week? Yeah? Or, you guys can vote up there. Also, Maroon 5, if you haven't heard, will be in Canton in August for that concert for Legends for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That a good choice? Also, cereals, what's your favorite? List some of them. I put my top three up there. We'll talk about that a little bit later on.